Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es wach im Perig Yud Dalid Mishnah Beis, Haraiveya Vahanirva. An animal that had relations with a person of a Muktzah Vahanevad. Muktzah means it was set aside to be a carbon for Avay Dezara. We explained this last time. On Shabbos, we say Muktzah was set aside. Not something we use on Shabbos. But in Hilchus Karbonis, Muktzah means it was set aside for Avay Dezara. Vahanevad means worse. It was actually worshipped as an Avay Dezara. V'yu'esnan v'mechir. Esnan means it was given to a zayna. Mechir means the way he got it was he exchanged it for a dog. V'aklayim v'atreifa. This animal was a mix of different animals, or was treifa. It had one of the different types of treifas, which means it can't live for 12 months. V'yaitzadayfin, or it was born. Coming out of the stomach. The stomach was cut open and it was taken out, not in a normal way. All these types of animals. Shakrivan b'chutz. If he offered them outside, even if someone was magdashed as a carbon, in other words, it could be somebody was magdashed as a carbon, and afterwards it got this problem, the different problems. Despite that, being the right now, it's a pasul carbon. If he was magdashed outside, he is potter. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, lifnei mishkan Hashem. The Torah says if someone brings it outside rather than bringing it lifnei mishkan Hashem is chayiv. So we learn from here, what is the Torah talking about? About a type of animal that you could bring as a carbon inside. But kol she'en roi lovei lifnei mishkan Hashem, ain't chayav an olav. If it can't come in, you're not chayav for being marked of it outside. Vayitra says in Mishnah, bali mumen, animals that have a mum, bein bali mumen kvuim, whether it's a type of mum that's there to stay, bein bali mumen oivrim, or if it's a type of mum that's going to pass, Shekrivim b'chutz, he was makriv outside, potter is potter. Again, the rule, if it's not fit inside, you're not chayiv for being makriv it outside. Reb Shimon says, balei mumen kivuin potter. If it's a permanent blemish, then he's potter. If he's makriv such an animal outside, but ubalei mumen oivrin, in regard to a temporary blemish that's going to pass, if he's makriv it outside, oivrin b'loisase. He's over a lav, he's chayav malchus, because saif kol saif, this is an animal that potentially could be good. Now, there's no chorus, but there is a lav. It's tricky how to touch the words over here. Bali mumen oivrin oivrin, but the two oivrins mean something else. Bali mumen oivrin, the first oivrin means it's a mum that's going to pass. Kama, if someone is makrif such a carbon, oivrin, he is oiver in a loisase. Zok the Mishnah weiter, toirim shloigiyaz man. Again, something we've seen earlier on. There are two types of birds that can be brought as a carbon. Toirim, turtle doves, literally, and b'nei yayna, young pigeons. Toirim have to be at a certain age, they can't be too young. And b'nei yayna can't be too old. So we have over here toirim, the turtle dove, shaloya gizmana, that are too young. And we have b'nei yayna, the young pigeon, shavizmana, that are too old. Shakriva b'chutz, he was marked with them outside. Potter, he's not chayiv because they're not fit as a carbon inside. Rabbi Shimon says, "B'nei yoyne she'over zmanon." In the case of the young pigeons that are too old, well, if they're too old, they're not going to get young. So potter. It's something that's never going to be fit for the mizbeach, and therefore he's not chayiv at all for being makavid outside. But v'tardim she'loyegi zmanon, in regard to the turtle doves that aren't too old but they're too young, so b'loisase he is over a loisase. There's no chiyav karis. But there is a license, because Seif Kol Seif, he was makriv something that, although right now it can't be used yet, but eventually it will be able to be used as it gets older. They say somebody once came to the Satmar Rebbe, Zechut Tzadik Levrach, and asked if they should do a certain shidduch. So the Rebbe said, why not? What's the problem? So someone said, the girl is too young. So the Rebbe said, she'll grow out of that problem. Right? If it's too young, that's temporary. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Oisoi V'es Benoi. The Torah says you can't shecht a mother animal and its offspring and its baby on the same day. That's not just kachin, that's any animal. So if we have a situation where we shechted one of them, now we want to be makriv the other one, either the mother or the child, on the same day, you can't. Umachusar's man. The Torah says that you cannot be makriv a carbon until the baby is at least 8 days old. Another type of mechusar zman could be, the Mishnah is going to explain it later on, is that the time for being makriv of the carbon didn't come yet. It's a person who has to bring a certain carbon at a certain time. Certain types of tum. At a certain time, he has to bring a carbon, but that time didn't come yet. So those are two types of mechuzer zman. Either the animal isn't old enough yet, or the person isn't ready yet. If you're makiv this type of a carbon outside, potter, Shimon and Reb Shimon says, reza b'loisa say. Because these were temporary problems. Shehoy Reb Shimon oimer, for Reb Shimon says, kol shu roi lovi li'achar zman, anything that's a temporary problem. Right now you can't be makiv it as a carbon. But eventually you will be able to, and he's makiv this outside, reza b'loisa say. He's over a loisa say. He's chayiv malchus, but vein by karis, there's no karis. Because right now you can't be makrivit, but he's not potter, he's chayiv malchus. And again, that's because there's only a time problem over here. We didn't reach the time yet. The chachamim, I mean, but the chachamim say, there's no such a thing as malchus, but no karis. Kol she'ein by karis, if there's no karis, because the animal, for whatever reason, or the carbon is not ready now, then ein by b'loisa say. There's no loisa either, even if eventually it's going to be good. Okay, so in our Mishnah, first of all, we learned certain types of karbonis because of the problems that they have, things that were done with it. I was set aside for the avodah zarah. It was served as an avodah zarah. It was used to pay up improper things. It was switched for a dog. That's how he got it. It's a klayim. Comes out of a mixture of parents, different types of animals. It's treifa. It wasn't born the regular way. It was taken out of the stomach. If you're makiv it outside, you're potter because these karbanas can't be brought inside. We learn from the pasuk lifnei mishkan Hashem, if it's not roi lovoi lifnei mishkan Hashem, ein chayav nalof. Then, essentially, we have the same machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon, but we have it three times. One is in regard to a mum that's going to pass. It's a temporary blemish. Right now it's not good, but if you wait long enough, it's going to heal. Reb Shimon says if you're makiv this outside, no chorus, because right now it's not good, but there is a laugh. Tanakhama says there's no chiv at all. A turtle dove that's too young, Reb Shimon says if you're makiv it outside, there's a laugh. Tanakhama says no chiv at all. The third case was oisev es benai. Can't shech the mother and its child on the same day. So right now, being that one of them was shechted, the other one can't be used. Or it's mechuser zman. Either the animal is not 8 days old yet, or the person isn't ready yet for the carbon. Again here, Reb Shimon says, these are things that potentially could be good. Therefore, if he's makiv it outside, he's over a loisa say. There's no karis, because right now it's not good, but there's a loisa say. And the chachamim say, if there's no karis, there's no loisa say either. If it's not good now, even though it may be good tomorrow, it doesn't make a difference. Right now, he's not chayav at all. Now, why does the Tana have to teach me this machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chacham in regard to all three cases? So the Batanur explains as follows. If I would have only had the machloikis in regard to a mum, which is temporary. A mum, that's very sensitive when it comes to Hegdash. It's considered ma'as, repulsive. But the birds that aren't old enough, that's not ma'as. Maybe there the Tanakama would be moided to Reb Shimon. This is too close to being a good carbon. And right now it's not even so bad. It's just, it's not old enough. Then maybe the Tanakamba would hold that he's chayiv. On the other hand, if we only had the case of the birds, I would say, look, this bird that's too young was never really good yet. But in the case of the Balmum, where at one point it was good, and then it got a mum, and it was pushed away, so maybe then Reb Shimon is moida, something that was good and became possible. No, that is no shaychus to a carbon. For that, he shouldn't be chayiv at all. And if we only had the cases of the Balmum and the birds that aren't old enough, I would say, you know, Lamaisa, there's something wrong physically with this. It has a mum, it's not old enough. But in the case of Oisev es Benoi, but what's the problem with this animal? Oh, the mother was shechted today? It has nothing to do with the animal, really. It's a totally separate psul. It's an external psul. It's not connected to it at all. Or if the man's not ready yet to bring the carbon. With the animal itself, there's absolutely no problem. We'll see more about this later. About mechuser zman, different types of mechuser zman. But being that there's no problem with the animal itself at all, it's not even too young. It's an outside problem. So maybe then the Chacham would be moida to Reb Shimon. This is so close to being a good carbon that he should at least be over a loisa say, if you put it up outside. So therefore I need the machlokes in all three cases. In the case of the Balmum, in the case of the birds, and in the case of Oisev es Benoi and Mechuser Zman, it makes no difference. Reb Shimon says, it's potentially good, and therefore he's over a lav, although not a chi of karis. And the Chachamim say there's no karis, and there's no lav.